Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Jux. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Jux. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. I just pulled off the squeakiest move of the week. I was going to go get a soda and a Slim Jim from the vending machine, but then I thought, well, why would I pay for it when I can go rob Sam Weiner out of his tiny fridge in his office and steal Coke Zero and a delicious turkey stick.
That is so embarrassing. Cakes, that's so embarrassing.
For free.
Come on.
I just saved $4.
Good for you.
Put it on my bottom line. That's right. What I do.
Love it.
Kind of what I do. All right, 800-636.
If I like turkey Slim Jims, I would have done the same thing.
800-636-1067 is the number. Does the four-game win streak, is that compelling you to go out to FedEx Field and try to lift the numbers of the most poorly attended NFL franchise in the league? Ooh. 32nd out of 32 teams. Below dregs like the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's hard to get less fans than Jacksonville. If you watch a Jacksonville game, nobody goes to those games.
Right.
I mean, nobody.
No, I think there is more demand. Didn't I see that?
Detroit is outdrawing the Washington football team. Think about that. A winless team.
Right. They got a win and a tie.
Prior to this week,
winless,
and it's an awful product, and they're outdrawing the Washington football
team.
That's embarrassing.
Didn't I see that they just released like standing room only tickets?
I saw that for like $99 per spot.
Lead you to believe then that the other seats must be pretty close to sold out they're doing that?
Well, I think the issue is...
What am I reading wrong
about that? I think
the
issue is that a lot of the seats are accounted for like on reseller sites, and like upper-level seats are going for like listed for $400 or $500. I don't know if they've been bought yet, but they've been accounted for. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then can you buy individual club seats if you want for individual games? You know, in the past, it used to be...
I don't know about that, but I would assume you probably can.
I
would assume if you wanted a seat at FedEx Field right now, you could get a seat.
Right, but if I call the team right now and say, I want to buy club seats for the Dallas game.
Oh, I think that they would sell them to
you
with the
quickness. But I don't want to buy them for the other game. I just want them for the Dallas game.
See, I don't know. They might make you buy a package of seats.
That's what I'm asking.
Instead of just one.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
But if I were... Look, I'm not going to tell the Washington football team how to sell their tickets. I'm not going to tell Jason Wright how to do his job. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. I would sell all the seats a la carte. I'm not going to make you buy the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to fill the place. I need more butts in the seats immediately. And
that's
however
what I would
I'm going to make it happen,
that's what I would do too.
If it's slashing prices and selling seats for $40 instead of $200, I'm going to do it.
In other words,
what's your vibe though for this game?
I think that there's going to be more fans. I mean, anytime there's a big Dallas game,
yeah.
I mean, there's going to be there'll be more Dallas fans too.
Yeah,
a ton more.
Right, and you're coming off the 4-game win streak, and it's a big division game.
The question is, does it make you? Are you a believer? Are the fan base who's been like me? Now, there's always going to be your diehard blind homers. We've had those forever, but that percentage has dwindled.
Yeah.
But for fans like me who have been fans of the team your entire life, but who's grown to not believe and have no faith anymore, Have you been converted? Do you now suddenly have
faith? No, they're probably bracing themselves like you've been bracing yourself the last couple weeks. But Cakes actually started angling yesterday, thinking about potentially going to the game.
Now, I haven't followed up on it, but it was
but
just...
why but you at least to think about going to the game? Just because you wanted to get wined and dined? Or you thought it would be a good game?
Well, I mean, it'd be fun to bring the family out to one game you know, per season.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I haven't done that for a while. And look, there's buzz building around the team. They've won four straight. They're in the playoff hunt.
I think there'll be more people like Cakes that start thinking about it, but I do think that there are a lot of people like you, EB, who, look, it's been years and years of mediocrity or worse. Right. They're beaten down, and the experience hasn't been great. If they became a juggernaut team, the experience wouldn't matter. They don't care about parking and all that stuff. But they're a middling team still, and people don't believe.
Don't think it doesn't drive Dan Snyder crazy when he looks at the attendance figures. And Dallas is the top of the league. Now, they have a 100,000-seat stadium, so that's different.
Right. He'll blame on the stadium.
They're bringing in 93,000. The Giants are fourth with nearly 74,000. And the Eagles are 11th at nearly 70,000.
And what are we at? What are we
all
listed at?
All the way at the bottom at 51,500.
Mm. And who's above us?
Detroit.
Jacksonville. Houston.
I know everyone, but I mean, like, how close?
This number is kind of shocking. Pittsburgh is 29th in the league.
Wow.
Yeah, at a little over 60,000.
But what's their capacity?
Their capacity is 64,000.
So pretty close. So they only have 4,000 empty seats.
Washington is the only team in the league that is under...
51?
Under 80% capacity in their stadium. They're at 78.6% capacity.
And that's just tickets bought. That's not even actually who showed
Correct.
Up. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, if you saw the overheads of the last home game, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. I think that there's going to... I'm probably wrong, but I've said 10,000 more. So I put it around in the 60K range. I would think that there'd be a few thousand people that would say, you know what? I didn't think I was going to go to a game this year. But they're effing rolling. It's Dallas.
Right.
Why not?
But I'm with Cakes. Why don't they just put 20,000 seats up for $10?
I mean, those people are going to come in and buy concessions. It's better.
Ask your boy Jason Wright.
I don't know that you could do that because then you really diminish your opportunity to charge a full price later. Right?
Black Friday, you have deals. Cyber Monday, you have deals.
Wouldn't you
people miss out?
Wouldn't you want people in the seats? I mean, they're going to spend money on beers and food.
I would, but then you're kind of setting the market at my seats are worth $10.
I mean, it's like
for seats that they normally charge $200 a game.
You go into Costco this time of year,
With me, Valdez?
And you see those big TVs for $300-$400 less than normal.
Yeah.
Then come January, they're back to normal.
What is your take, Matt?
I'm listening to all of this. Number one, I don't think you should lower the price because it sets an awful precedent. Because all of a sudden, if you're selling tickets for a potential NFC East leading game for $10, you know, and you make it to the playoffs, where are they going to sell tickets for $10? And plus, I hate the fact that you're using the past as a crutch to not go to the game. If you don't want to go to the game because you're too lazy to drive there, or you hate traffic, or you'd rather sit on your sofa.
That's part of it.
Well, that's a good reason.
I know, and sit on your sofa and watch Red Zone all day. Just say that. Don't blame, you know, the 10 years of inept football play for it.
Well,
and if you can't get up to go to a game where the coach is imploring you and questioning your fandom and you're playing your arch rival for the NFC East, you're not going to go regardless.
Well, but here's the reason why people hesitate to go. A, because of all those things you said, right? The experience. It's butt expensive. And then the third factor is, you know, typically they go over there and lose. You're going to be disappointed. Blow a bunch of money, sit in traffic, have a horrible experience.
That shouldn't be a deterrent for you to go to a game, though. An exciting...
It is, though. It's natural. Like, you're an Orioles fan, right, Valdez?
Yes.
When they're winning, I'm guessing you go to more games.
I go to about the same amount of games because I like the ballpark experience.
Right. Plus, it's sports. You don't care about it. It's just sports, right?
All right,
what's your problem?
No, but I'm saying I think what EB's argument is correct. It's natural. When a team is winning more and you're accustomed to it, you're more likely to go. When you're beaten down fan base, you're less likely to go.
I think so.
All right, let's go to the game.
You're saying that you're different. Maybe that's different. You go to the same amount no matter what.
I think it's stupid if you hold the 10 years of what happened in the playoffs with RG3.
Right, living now.
And Seattle, if that's deterring you from going to a huge, meaningful game.
You could be there for the fifth straight win.
Well, it's also, we haven't really had that many meaningful games in the last decade, right? I mean, we've had a few.
There should be more reason to go.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a big event.
All right, let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. Really love this heater we're on. I'm as diehard as they come. I used to go to the games all the time from Baltimore. Like, one of my first stupid purchases after college was buying a Redskins club tickets. It's just too much of an exhausting day, and to see them lose, and you're just too tired. You get home. Exactly. For me, it'd be like 6:30, and I can't even get drunk at the game because I have to drive home. So for me, I'm going to enjoy it on TV, and I see the perspective of it's too expensive. And also, I think that if Snyder really wanted to do something cool for once, he should lower ticket prices and just get people in there and for once, be a nice guy. Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Now, I'm not saying you have to crater your market to $10 per ticket, but if I'm Jason Wright and I'm seeing that the numbers are trending towards 50 or 55,000, I'm going to go into Dan.
Well, maybe
and say,
what if you did one section for $10 a ticket? You don't have to do all the available tickets.
Yeah, or the whole bowl, because the whole bowl will be empty.
I just want people in there. I want it to look like a huge event. I don't want the overhead shots to be embarrassing of FedEx Field
and
showing 30,000 empty seats. It's a bad look.
All right, let's go to Eddie. Hey, Market. Eddie, what's up? You're on with the Junkies. How
are
you, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
I do want to say there's a few factors going on. I think a lot of people maybe don't like the traffic, but I know a lot of people here in Virginia that aren't going to football games just because they're not even watching football because of certain things that, you know, have happened in the political world.
Uh-huh.
But I've got 4 tickets, season ticket holder. I still go to the games.
And by the way,
earlier
I think
in
that
the year,
subset
I couldn't get anyone
such
to go.
A minority of people.
Like, the ratings have never been higher. Like, anybody saying, well, I don't watch NFL because of fill in the blank reason.
Did you see the numbers?
I mean, you know, I don't want to get political.
Did you see the numbers for the Thanksgiving game, the middle
that
game?
Aren't going because of, you know, certain things that were said about Kaepernick and stuff. I know a lot of friends that just haven't even watched football since that happened, which is bizarre.
You know what?
Some
I don't.
There is some percentage. I don't know
like
if it's point large
one.
Or small.
It's very small.
But I think
it's
also here small. There is a percentage. Look, didn't bother me, but there is a percentage about name, about the cheerleader scandal. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a percentage of people that just hate Dan.
Right.
And they've reached a point where they're never going to support him.
Oh, I can understand being fed up with
the
product.
There is some of that. There is some of that.
I agree, but I think it's a very small percentage.
Small percentage. I mean, still, it's football. For the most part, people like it.
The NFL is always going to kill it.
The numbers for the second game on Thanksgiving,
the Dallas
they almost
Dallas
look game. Like a Super Bowl game numbers.
And that was a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah,
right?
Dallas and the Raiders.
I mean, it was a sweet spot. Everybody's watching
it. Everyone's,
it was like 40 million viewers.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people have already eaten, and they're sitting on their couch, and they're just chilling, and they just crank it on.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with a legend, Gary Williams, former Terps head basketball coach, is going to join us next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before the show is done, we will give you a chance to win a $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift card. So keep listening. We will give that away before 10 a.m. Not right now, but keep listening.
A quick mention. I'm going to be at the Bowie Town Center at Potbelly for a book signing 4 to 6.
Very good.
Join me in Bowie. I hit PG County. Coming home.
Very good. Right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by a legend, Gary Williams. Terps basketball coach.
Hall of Famer.
Hello, Hall of Famer. Yes, I should have said that at the beginning.
Coach.
Hello, Coach. Good morning.
Morning, you guys. How you doing?
Doing great,
what do you
man.
Get to keep for being a Hall of Famer? Like, you know, you win like the Masters, you get a green jacket. Like, what does a Hall of Famer get?
You get a ring.
Okay.
You get a like a trophy, and you get a blazer, a Hall of Fame.
Oh, you do get a blazer.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Nice. So you wear the blazer like every year if you go back for the new inductees?
Yeah, you'd wear it there, but I haven't found a place to wear it around the D.C. area. So.
Coach.
Just went to the golf course.
What before we get into the turgeon stuff, what have you been doing? I know you're a big golfer, and I know you like to spend some time down in Florida. Or at the beach?
Not much in Florida.
Okay.
Up here most of the time. I do a little work for Maryland, trying to raise some money, things like that. Watch a lot of it. I watch more basketball now than I did when I was coaching because you're always worried about the next team you were going to play, so you kind of focused on that.
Right.
Now you get a chance to watch most of the games that are on.
Coach, what do you think about the style of basketball and the way basketball's progressed? I mean, it certainly was getting that way when you were coaching, but I mean, it's just so crazy now with everything geared around a three-point shot. I mean, Steph Curry's changed the game so much. We're just showing the guys a highlight during, you know, he was doing that tunnel shot the other day, which I guess he does a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his range is unreal. High school kids are now emulating this. I mean,
who had the best range when you were coaching of any player? Not that you necessarily let him launch frequently, but of all the players you coach, who had the best range?
I'll tell you what. If you guys remember Mike Jones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guard.
Yeah.
He was a state champion of Massachusetts sprinter. He had great legs. He could shoot a jump shot from like 40 feet. And this is the end of practice because I try to kill him if he shot it during the game from there.
Right.
But, you know, he would shoot at the end of practice. He'd go up and shoot a jump shot from 40 feet and you would think he was shooting from the foul line. And
right.
He didn't have to throw it. It was just a complete jump shot. And,
well, that's
he
what
probably
Steph
did.
Does.
Sarunas Shestakavages is another guy.
Oh, yeah.
He had a great range.
Yeah.
The other guy is Eric Hayes. Eric Hayes could get it off from deep.
But, Coach, I'm wondering, so, you know, as you're seeing the game change, would it make you, like, I think you're alluding to it a little bit, I think today's game would make you crazy. Where on the fast break, guys are pulling up for, you know, 30-foot threes.
Yeah. You know, it's taken a lot of the, you know, some of the great plays in basketball are in transition where the ball moves quick. All of a sudden, you hit the guy cutting to the basket. The defense comes over. He drops it to the other guy cutting to the basket, and that guy dunks it. You know,
right?
They're a great place. Hey, how many times are you going to watch a guy dribble the ball down, hit the guy in the corner, and the guy takes it free? I mean, just think of the difference in watching those two plays. And you know, in the half court offense with the ball screen at the top of the circle, you always have three guys basically parked in the three-point line and three defensive players parked in the three-point line. So you're watching a little two-on-two basketball game instead of watching five versus five a lot of times.
Right. Yeah. So part of the reason, I think, why fans – so obviously I know you were supportive of Turge and you always wanted to see him do well, but I think the fans – you know, maybe Turge was a little more old school, right? He played a slower style and fans never really sort of embraced it. Do you think that's part of the reason why fans were getting frustrated beyond just lack of postseason success? I mean, he won a lot of games, but why do you think the fan base never really got behind him?
Well, I think that's a big change in college basketball, too. They've put lesser credibility on the regular season and more on the NCAA tournament. In other words, how'd you do in the NCAA tournament? I mean, I was getting that, you know, as time went on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess that bothered Mark. And, you know, fans get on you. And now with the internet and everything, you can't read that stuff. In other words, I've heard coaches say, I don't listen to it. If I hear it, I listen to it. You know, I'm going to hear it. But what all staffs do now, they put like a GA, a graduate assistant, his job is to get all the internet stuff. If that's not your job as a head coach to read any of that. You stay away from it. And if there's someone there that's important, like a recruit tweets something or whatever, they make sure you get it. But other than that, I'm not going to let that influence how I coach or how I feel about myself and my coaching job. And I think that that's the toughest thing in coaching now, because you hear it from so many different areas that, you know, you got to be, it's hard. It's very difficult not to feel depressed, not to feel like how come they're saying this. And so you have to separate the coach from the person.
Right.
You know, they're criticizing the coach. They don't know you. 99% of the people that criticize you on the internet or whatever,
right,
they don't know you as a person. If you're a good guy, bad guy, they don't know.
Yeah.
But they're criticizing the coach. So you have to separate those two things in your mind.
Yeah,
yeah, it's weird because Turge always looked miserable on the sideline, but when we would meet with him or whatever a few times, I mean, the guy was so gracious. He's great.
Was
super
he ever?
Nice.
You ever think he was? Was he really happy? I know he wasn't happy about moving to the Big Ten. Was he ever really happy?
That bothered Mark moving to the Big Ten. I think he wanted to, you know, he's got the ACC background. Once Roy Williams moved there, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of, and Larry Brown, who he played for at Kansas, was an ACC guy as a player. And so he thought he was coming to Maryland to coach in the ACC. But, you know, things happen. Expansion happened to a lot of schools, you know, not just Maryland. And then, you know, you got to ride the wave, or, you know, it's one of those things that happen in your career, right? You know, things didn't always go the way I wanted to. I didn't want to get put on sanctions for 2 years where we couldn't play on television or play in the NCAA tournament, but it happened. So,
right,
you know, that's one of those things.
Coach, the move to the Big Ten, obviously good financially for Maryland. Do you think it's been good for them on the basketball court, on the recruiting trail? Do you think it's been a positive?
Well, you know, it's been 2014, I guess, is where they made the move. And I think, you know, nowadays with the way television is, you know, recruits, especially good players, they look at the national picture, and nobody's on more than Big Ten teams because of the Big Ten network. And, you know, you have to appreciate that. And sure, you know, you're in D.C. Traditionally, this was the ACC school. Georgetown was a Big East school, you know, and so on with Atlantic 10 and all that stuff. But at the same time, you know, here we are. You know, this we can't keep talking about, like, oh, geez, mm-hmm. we had to leave the ACC. We don't play Duke of Carolina anymore. Well, you know, it got to the point where if we didn't play Duke of Carolina, people didn't look at it as a big game, no matter what the record of NC State was or Clemson or whoever.
I hated that.
It was unbelievable. It was like, who are you playing tonight? Well, we're playing Florida State. They've got three pros in their team. Well, I don't think I'll make the game.
Right.
You know, it's not a big game.
Right. Who wants to watch Wake Forest?
I was a student. I would go to all the games.
Hey, Chris Paul and Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
You know, they're not good enough to, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, it used to infuriate me where the fan base would really only show up in full for Duke of Carolina. And you'd have, like, Virginia there.
Right.
You know,
good team, really good teams.
Yeah. Maybe crazy.
I mean, it was that's the way it was. And now we don't play Carolina or Duke. But if people remember, if we would have stayed in the ACC, Pittsburgh was going to be our travel partner. In other words, we would have played Pitt every year, twice a year, and then the other teams would rotate through that, you know,
when
you play twice a year. So we weren't exactly getting treated by the ACC with kid gloves, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So talk about what you know about just the recruiting, obviously, in the local area is huge, and you know this, but Turge, I don't know if this was an AAU reason, but he never really was high on the WCAC. I know he had a couple of kids from St. John's, but I'm not sure he ever had a kid from Dematha. I could be wrong. I just can't think of him off the top of my head. You had kids from Dematha, but he was never really strong in that Catholic league, and I'm wondering why. And I talked to coaches in the league, and they said Turge was never there. And I'm just wondering.
I saw him at games.
Well, I talked to coaches in the league, and they said he was rarely there.
Yeah.
So I'm just, can you tell me why that would happen?
You know, first of all, there's a group of people that think you should get every kid that comes out of the Catholic League or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. This area is the most heavily recruited area in the country. I think it's safe to say that because there's so many different leagues that have teams in this area. Plus, it's easy to get to. There's three airports. You know, you can get here, see three kids, get out of here in the same day. So this area is going to be heavily recruited. Plus, the Catholic League is thought of as one of the best high school leagues, if not the best in the country. And so that's where the big boys are going to come in to recruit. They're going to recruit those players. And so, you know, there's competition here for those guys. And then you have to feel comfortable. You feel comfortable. I don't know if you get on a player early and, you know, the guy happens to be from New York or Pennsylvania or whatever, and so you recruit that guy. But, you know, it's like the other side of that is if you do get a local player and he doesn't turn out, you get criticized for that, too, right away.
Right.
So there's a balance there that you need to get. And obviously it's easier if you can get the local players. And, you know, I went through it a little bit with the AAUs with one guy, basically, just one coach in the AAUs. But he was an important coach. But, you know, I got burned pretty good there. So it's recruiting is – to me, there's people out there that care more about recruiting than your record during the season, which is ridiculous. But that's true. You know, they do. All they want to know is who you recruit, who you're going to get in the class of 22. How about 23? There's some good young kids around here. You know, you hear that all the time. And so it's about winning games. That's what it's about. Whatever it takes, get your recruits, win games.
Win games.
Right, and you were so good at that, Coach. I don't know, I mean, I've told coaches a million times, but, I mean, he got more out of his talent than anybody in the country. I mean, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
So can you give us some ideas or some thoughts? If you were helping, if you were advising Damon and, you know, the alums that have some influence here, what direction would you go here? Would you go like a young assistant? Would you try to go with an older school guy?
Patino. I mean,
people are throwing out that name. Will you give us any names? Like, what, you know?
Well, I don't, you know, this happened Friday. So this is, we're really early. I think that the most important thing is in this situation, we've got to get a great coach. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the things you said are true. You know, there's a lot of ways to go, with who you get, but we've got to get a great coach because this is critical. We were picked 21st in the country and fifth or sixth in a very good basketball league preseason this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not to get off the subject, but I think if I'm Danny Manning coaching this week and I got a week to get ready for a team that lost to Florida Southern last night. Mm-hmm. And so I'm preaching to the players, hey, people thought we were good before all this happened, you know, and yeah, we lost some games, but now we can go, you know, we've played one Big Ten game. That game shouldn't count because, you know, there's no way Danny or the players had a chance to get ready for that game. And so, you know, here we are, you know, and we've got to see, you got to stay good this year. You can't let it slide where we're not considered to be a good program because you want to get, if Danny Manning doesn't get the job, you want to get the best possible coach you can get. And so that's really critical right now that we play well. I think that's important. And our fan base, which they didn't do on Sunday, all those people that said they'd come, the Thurge wasn't there. Well, I didn't see him at the game on Sunday, you know, just watching on television. So we need our fans to support us. They got to get to New York, you know, that type of thing, and do a good job up there. And then, you know, the coaching process will go along. And you know, there's guys you mentioned. You can go old school. You can go young assistant. But you really have to be careful with this. In other words, if you look at Duke and Carolina, did you ever think you'd see an assistant coach at Carolina that never coached a game before in his life as the head coach at Carolina?
No. Yeah.
Duke's the same thing. You know, Shire's been with Krzyzewski, but he's never coached a game on his own in his whole life, not high school, not anywhere. You know, and he's the head coach for next year. So it all depends what direction, you know, Maryland wants to go. Damon Evans is, you know, will lead the charge, that's for sure. And, you know, the veteran guys are out there. Patino had a great win, but he's had some losses too, you know, to go along with that win. That, you know, there's some people that are, you know, about as good as he is, you know, in terms of teams. And, you know, John Beilein, do you want a guy that old as John Beilein? John Beilein's a hell of a coach. He's got to be pushing close to 70 now, and it didn't work out when he went with Cleveland. So,
what about a guy who, like you said, Shire was an assistant coach for many years but never head coach. Huber Davis, same thing. He was in TV for a while. Mm-hmm. But Mike Jones is a DeMatha guy for 20 years, goes down to Tech. He's under Mike Young there. He would recruit the hell out of the area. Now, he's never been a head coach at the college level, but he kind of gets it. He identifies with the younger kids, and he's got connections with the AAU guys.
Is he too green?
Yeah, is he too green, or is that a bad move? What do you think?
Well, that's all true, but everything you said is based on recruiting. You know, you got to coach.
You're right.
Mike's never been a head coach in college. Now, Virginia Tech, how much input does Mike have in the actual coaching of the team? You don't know. Nobody knows unless you're at practice every day. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go from there. But Mike Jones definitely had the connections because he coached at DeMatha. in 3 or 4 years won't mean anything to kids that were 13, 14 when he coached at DeMatha. I mean, just being realistic and going through all that stuff, that's the way kids think. And,
right.
you know, kids with the likeness thing, the transfer portal, all those things have changed. Recruiting has changed. Coaching, in other words, there's coaches out there right now that have basically told their assistants, you know, don't bring some high school kid that might be a good player when I know I can get a good player in a transfer portal.
Right.
So
it's a different world. Can you imagine if you were coaching the transfer portal?
Oh, I'd be great with that. Yeah.
Now, I mean, are you thrilled that you're done, that you had your run and now you can play golf and chill? Are you thrilled you don't have to deal with the aggravation of it?
Well, no, you like the challenge, you know. I mean, whatever it is, it's the same for everybody. You know, nobody's playing under different rules. So the only thing with the likeness thing, certain schools, Nick Saban got up at the preseason Southeastern Football Conference and said, somebody asked him about the likeness thing, and he goes, yeah, well, my quarterback's going to make $1 million. Next question.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's incredible, you know, what's going on. So unless you know, to get the best players, say the top 20 players now, you got to have a pretty good package waiting for them.
Yeah.
Coach, what about the money being thrown around these football coaches? I imagine the basketball guys, you guys make good money, but I mean, it might even go up another level now too.
Yeah, I got a text from Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
After Michigan State signed, $100 million for 10 years.
Yeah.
Izzo goes, why am I coaching basketball?
Right.
<Tell me why.
laughs> Right. Hey, coach, real quick.
He's done okay, by the way, coach.
With the Turge thing. I know that the extension, there was a buyout reasoning for that, and it lessened the buyout, and I get that. But was the writing on the wall, in your opinion, after the Mason loss and then certainly after the Tech loss? I mean, if he wins those games, there's not as much pressure on him.
But, no, and it, plus, okay, you lose those games. If he wins in a Big Ten, that's all forgotten. You know how people are.
Right.
I mean, you know, you get her on a roll, you win 5-6 in a row in a Big Ten, everybody's happy again. So, That's what surprised me a little bit. In other words, I lost to Mason, but I lost to American 1 year. I remember that right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And you move on. You know, you got to win those next games, obviously, but you still, you just go after it and see what happens. And I think he was very tired. I think it affected his family. I think the things he said were honest. You know, they came from the heart.
Yeah.
Coach Williams, we always appreciate the time and the insight. We'll have to talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Really appreciate
good stuff.
It.
Good time, you guys. Hey, good luck with the book.
All thank right. you.
Thank
appreciate
you, Coach.
It.
Thank you.
No problem.
That's
right.
Legendary Maryland head coach Gary Williams. Good to hear from him about the Turgeon departure and more.
Love Gary. I mean, there's like 3 or 4 guys that literally can almost bring me to tears. Mm-hmm. Gary is one of them.
Roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government. Those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status with a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies. Your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's I-M-P-R-E-S Technology.com, an SBA certified HubZone company and Dell Federal Partner.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before the show is over, we'll give you a chance to win two $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift cards. So keep listening.
It's a great spot
to win. Now is not the time, but your time is coming very soon.
I'll actually have a book signing on December 16th at Bourbon Boulevard.
Ah, very good.
Where hitting is that? The sponsors. That's where? In Chantilly.
Oh, okay.
On Friday, I'm at Dulles Motor Cars in Leesburg.
Very
another
nice.
Another sponsor for a book signing.
Right around the corner.
You're
from my hood.
Busy, busy,
hey,
busy.
I'm just
you're heading to Florida, though, Thursday?
I'm on a flight at 12:40 on Thursday
afternoon.
You told
me during the break you're very excited, too.
Dude, the last thing I want to do.
What are you there, just for a weekend?
Yeah, I come back Sunday early.
Yeah,
and that's the other thing. I want to get back Sunday early. I mean, the game, the Washington-Dallas game is at 1.
Right.
So I'm on a flight 9:30 Friday or Sunday morning from Jacksonville. I know my luck. There'll be delays or get canceled, and I'll be in an airport for 6 hours. That's another reason why I don't want to go, because I know that something will happen. There'll be a delay or something.
But anyway. I know you'll be drinking a Bloody Mary in the airport before you get on the bird.
I'm just a homebody.
Sunday morning.
Man. I'm just a homebody.
Is golf with the uncle 100% out?
Fade.
Pulled the plug.
Hey, I will say this, Valdez. I did some due diligence and I asked some guys in the golf industry around the area if they had any connections down there.
Right.
And there was a connection, but I haven't heard back from them, so I assume. If I don't hear back from them by Thursday.
Oh, that's so cooked.
Yeah, it's cooked.
What about Valdez's trip? Are you still looking for tea time, right? It's been hard.
Oh, yeah. Jason was nice
Valdez.
Enough to ask his guy, Carl,
right?
Who's basically a big silly out there.
At Pebble, right.
Yeah, he's basically like Ron Rivera.
He's probably been to Pebble 100 times.
Right.
Yeah. So he has an in with, I guess, the pro and the guys that work over there.
Yep.
Because when you're donks like us and you're not staying at the lodge for $4,000 a night,
right.
You don't get preferred tea times.
Right.
So he made a call over there. And basically, this January, when I'm going, is the most booked Pebble Beach has ever been.
So well, there was a big charity tournament.
Yeah, they have a huge charity tournament. So I'm flying all the way out to Pebble. I'm going to be right next to it, a stone's throw away from playing Pebble. And there's probably a 10% chance I'm playing.
Well, maybe can you pick a different time? Why do you have to go that
flights
time?
Are already locked in with my boy Jack and his dad and his pops.
And I'm a squeaker because I stole a Coke Zero and a turkey stick out of an employee's
well, what
refrigerator.
Are you saying?
I mean, look at the hooks that are being offered or potentially offered.
Well, he doesn't have the main hook.
The main hook, yes.
But there is a fishing expedition, kids.
There is a possibility, though, that... that maybe somebody can back out and we can check a little bit later down the road.
That's
although I did get all I did I got offered from a great listener out there who's a member at Olympic Club.
Ooh,
to go play Olympic Club.
Well, why don't you do that?
That's what I think is going to happen. So we'll play like
how far away is that?
That's in San Fran. So it's probably like an hour and a half away from.
So that's what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's at least you have a backup plan.
Oh yeah. When it comes to golf, I always have a backup plan.
Of course you do. You're a notorious planner. Everybody knows that.
But we'll still go play Spyglass and
Spyglass is money.
And Pasa Tiempo and Olympic Club.
You're gonna Spy love Report.
Spy is money.
And then, Spy Report.
And then you can still chill at the clubhouse though. Although it'll be the biggest tease in the world.
There's a course. Yeah.
Thing about Pebble is the homes on that course are unbelievable.
They'll just blow
just
your
to
mind.
Be able to walk that course. First, I got the ocean for 10 holes,
right?
And then you've got $40 million homes on the fairways. They're just bald.
You covet so much when you're out there.
What's the big financial guy's name? Charles Schwab. Yeah. He's right on the fifth tee box.
Right. Mm. Not a guy that works for Charles Schwab.
No, it's Charles Schwab.
Yeah. It's actually Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck Schwab. Yeah.
But anyway.
High rent district.
There's a golf course out there that my buddy's, his partner's father designed, Half Moon Bay. That's out in San Francisco.
Well, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I'd be psyched if it was Half Price Bay.
So if you're out there for a day or two, maybe you should play there.
Twilight Bay. Day Bay.
I didn't realize that's right on the coast. That looks silly,
too. Do the docks still bits?
It's called Half Moon Bay Golf Links. You should look it up.
I'm psyched.
Yeah, but you definitely want Half Price Bay.
Yeah.
Especially
if it's Half Price Bay.
Yeah.
That does look awesome.
Or no price
that's
bay.
That's an Arthur
the best.
Hills design.
Or, I mean, anything that's right there on the coast is just going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Spectacular.
Our listeners are probably like, you know what? You spoiled rotten jerks. Going out and playing Pebble and Spyglass and Half Moon Bay.
Let's go real quick.
I'm a nubber. I'm going out and doing it.
Let's go to Ed in Hartford. Ed, what's up, man? You're all of the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys? Look, for this weekend's game, really quick, fans are going to have to show up. But let me just explain it to you. They're not going to. Unfortunately, the stadium fills 80,000 seats. Mm-hmm. 50,000 plus, like you guys said, shows up. 30th in the NFL. You know what this signals when it's time to buy a new stadium? Don't get any more than 60,000 seats in a daggone stadium so you can sell out. Like, it's just that simple because a lot of people still don't come to the games now. Now, if they make the playoffs for the second time, maybe you get 70,000. But ultimately, we do need a lot of people to show out this weekend. If you really want to be loud and proud and beat the Cowboys, you have to sell out. You have to have more fans in the stands than Dallas. But I am very afraid that it's going to be 55-45 or 52-48, close and in favor of Dallas. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But don't expect another stadium with 80,000 seats.
I would think. I mean, I know nothing about the new stadium, obviously, but if it's any more than like 65,000 capacity, I would be stunned.
Now, a buddy of mine brought up a great point, and he said the reason why they're doing the little $99 standing room only package or whatever is because they kind of made a deal with season ticket holders that they would never devalue the tickets.
Ah, okay.
Right? Because if you're a season ticket holder and you pay 200 a seat and they're selling for 10 bucks a seat,
you're
going to want to kill someone.
Yeah, you're going to show up with pitchforks and torches.
So that's why they can't do that. So maybe a workaround is come up with some standing room seats that you could sell a little cheaper.
Yep.
Who knows?
All right. I told you, Prize Pigs, to be patient. Now is your time. Callers 9 and 10 at 800-636-1067. You're going to get a $50 Bourbon Boulevard gift card. Let Bourbon Boulevard host your holiday party with an unmatched selection of over 1,000 wines, 850 whiskeys, and a grilled-to-order bison ribeye that'll blow your mind. Bourbon Boulevard is truly a cut above. Learn more at bbcbar.com. That's Valdez's favorite website. So call in right now to win. Call
Very nice.
Win.
Winner.
You big winners. Which I should have been last night if I had the stones to bet on the under of the Bills Patriots game, but I didn't.
I gave
sat
you
on
that
the
one.
Sideline and said, no.
It was the biggest fatty in the world.
The biggest under I've ever seen in my lifetime and just let that ship sail.
Even
away.
Without the weather.
Yeah.
I believe both teams were allowing less than 17 points per game entering.
Right,
the game.
But the weather.
You put that
was
together, that's 34. That's a touchdown under the number.
The weather.
If it was just average.
Was the cherry on top.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And I just decided to punt it away.
Should have done it, Cakes.
Just punt away thousands. Just that's a horrible thing to do.
It's your destiny.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're done. Our pals B. Mitch and Finley are coming up next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.